What's on your mind, Cairns? 1300 872 911. Real music, real opinions. John McKenzie, 4CA.
Yeah, taking talk 1300 872 911. We've got Jim on the line up at Coranda. G'day, Jim.
Yeah, g'day, John. I'd just like to have my say on this Coranda Range debacle.
Oh, yes.
I honestly don't think we've got the expertise in this country to even fix this Coranda Range. Mm. So far, we've got two major slips. One at the top, which they've done some work on. It appears to be abandoned now. The bottom, the big slip up below the lookout, hasn't even been touched. And we're going on 18 months.
Mm.
18 months. And now they're fixing a few slips on the side, but they've got a dozen or more of them to fix. We're going to be a decade into this, let alone the actual thought of making a new road. Now, we need to bring in some overseas expertise. The Japanese would have this problem fixed in a month.
Mm.
What are we going to do? Now the clowns are talking about doing the Bruce Highway. That'll take a century.
Yeah. Yeah. Gee.
Christ, mate.
You've brought up a really good point, Mike. Gee, I didn't realise the big one down below the lookout. And you're right, it's got to be getting on for 18 months. I can't believe
it is 18
they
months.
Still haven't they got haven't, stuck into it.
They haven't touched it. I don't know. You talk to the main roads, what they call them, road tech, for want of a better word, so you can find out whether they've got any clue of what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Or a timeline. Mm. The people of the Tablelands have just had a gutful of this, John. I mean a gutful.
Yeah. And you're saying the work at the top end, you're saying looks like it's abandoned.
Well, it has. All the machinery's gone. Oh. I see a digger back there this morning. They put some concrete pad down the bottom and then everybody disappeared.
Wow.
And that's only the small one.
Tell me about the challenge for people that are going up and down there every day. Talk to me about the delays.
Well, mate, my wife is a nurse at the hospital. She knocks off at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
She's got to come down there and sit there until 12 o'clock at night until the range opens. Mm. This is 4 days a week, mate. And it's like there is... If you could see a light at the end of the tunnel, but there is none.
Wow.
Nothing.
Mm.
You know, what? I don't know. You know, you're about the only person that the average Joe can talk to about their daily problems. But, mate, I would really appreciate it if you could get onto the road tech, for Christ's sake, and see if you can get some sort of a timeline or even some idea of what they are going to do.
Okay. See what we
because
can find
everybody
out.
Everybody in the Tablelands is in the dark. And we're just made to accept this. The only people that are making any money out of this are the stop-go people.
Yeah.
They've spent millions and millions on them.
Well, I've got to get some sort of forecast on just how long it's going to be, and that's going to be an interesting challenge, but we'll have a crack at it.
Yeah, well, as I said, was it the mayor you spoke to this morning from Mariba? To get somebody to get some idea on what they're going to do.
Okay.
How long is this going to go on for?
Good question. I don't know if we're going to get an accurate one, but we'll see if we can get some sort of estimate, because at least they should know exactly just the extent of the challenge now, because as you pointed out, 18 months, my God, if they don't know how big the job is yet, this is a real nightmare emerging.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going to go. Yeah. I get frustrated.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you're not Robinson Crusoe. I bet on weekends people get together up there. If you're on the Tablelands, it'd be the main conversation, wouldn't it?
Yes, mate. It's just a pathetic joke.
Mm. All right, James, we'll see what we can do with the road tech people. See how if we can get some Jimmy some information out of them. All right, James, thank you. That's Jim on the line up at Coranda. If you've got something to add on that particular front, maybe you've got some inside information. The number to call 1300 872 911.